This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan, plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Polar Pod, the most affordable cold plunge pot on the market. Save 10% off with code MMA. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 632.
632.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By our fans, for our fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening, Ed?
These Bears are happening. Got our first victory on Thursday.
Bears 40. Other team, not so much.
20. They tried to lose it, though. They really did.
Yeah, they did. That's their game plan.
Yeah, rumor around the campfire is Justin Fields may or may not be traded. I think that's some people are calling for that. Like, he had a big game. Let's get him out of here. But I don't know. I think there's potential. But, you know.
I would keep him at this point. It's,
yeah.
I just don't think we have the right coaching staff. That's the problem.
Bad
they're not calling the right plays. Right. Exactly. So, and then the defense doesn't help him out much either. So,
no, we can't stop anybody from doing anything.
Right. So it's like maybe you get another, and I think the Panthers still haven't won a game, and we have their first round pick for next year.
Yes.
Along with ours. So we could potentially get two fucking game changers.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see if it's the number one overall, if they want to get that fucking stud quarterback who's just been like tearing up shit. Like, that's the deal. Like, do you want to go after another one or just bank on what you have?
Another quarterback, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, good question. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen with all
this. Because I don't even know if this coaching staff stays around anymore. It's hard to say. I'm not a fan of them.
They're like 3-16 or something crazy.
Something like
they've,
that.
They've lost a lot of games.
Yeah. And then they're not learning. You know, you'd think I give them a year to figure some shit out, and then we regress the beginning of this year because we haven't learned from what we did last year.
Yep.
So we like, you're not playing to Justin Fields' strengths.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Blackhawks
start their season fucking Tuesday night against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yep. That's happening. Preseason, we're kind of right in the middle of the pack at the moment. Yeah. In our division.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we can get some wins. Counter Bedard.
Well, it's going to be way more entertaining than it was last year.
Yeah.
And Bedard, I don't even think he scored. The only goal he scored in the preseason was an empty netter, which sucks, but he's going to do fucking really well. I'm not worried about him. Because I think even people were locked. They're trying to lock him down already. Like, let's game plan to shut him down.
Makes sense.
You know,
he's very dangerous.
Nobody
guy.
Ran him. Yeah.
Oh.
So we'll see. Now let's get into some MMAs. Bellator 300 happened over the weekend. And I want to start with the poster that they had.
Yeah.
This is maybe one of the best posters I think I've ever seen.
That good, huh? Let's see.
When you have the legendary 300.
I like it. Pretty
fucking
nice.
Fedor and Hoyce. I feel like Chris Cyborg should be up there.
Arlovsky. Tito Ortiz.
No Arlovsky. MVP. No, that's one of the pit bulls. It looks like him, though.
In the background, I thought I saw Arlovsky. Maybe not. You're right.
Ben Askren, you know. You can kind of go around. But that's it's almost like it's gone full circle into completion because we don't know what's happening with the Bellator anymore.
We don't.
So they did that. And then they also did these cool gold gloves for the 300.
Oh yeah, so nice.
Gotta appreciate that.
I didn't see any gloves in that picture, Matt.
I know.
What gloves are you talking about?
I don't know. And then we just start with the main event, Chris Cyborg, Kat Zingano. Did you see the face-off? Let's go with the face-off.
I did not see the face-off.
I like face-offs.
Was it epic?
I think so. I'm going to turn the volume off.
Hey, now.
This is the correct angle for a face-off, by the way. I'll turn the volume back on.
Bro, Cyborg, 18 years of professional.
Yeah. The Cyborg lets out a battle yell. You get the gist. I get fired up, ready for some action, and then
goosebumps, Matt.
The fight happens.
It was very one-sided. I mean, Zingano, what, she threw a kick and a couple punches and didn't go well. Tried to do a little grappling. Just didn't go her way, you know, and Cyborg ends up with the ground and pound finish, you know.
And it was weird because Kat was also going southpaw. And I'm going to show the finish, actually. So.
Oh, I don't know if we could. I just showed the picture of Cyborg. Let's see.
Turn the volume down.
It's a little right.
So, yeah, she caught her coming in and then just fucking...
Yep.
Dialed her up here.
Blasted her. I mean, Zingano, tough as shit. There's a kick.
Yeah.
Not much happening.
I mean, she had a game plan. It's just Cyborg's takedown defense was on point.
Yeah. I mean, not much doing. Yeah, it's
first round finish. I think they said something like it was her 12th first round finish.
Shocking.
And it was weird because like Cyborg's trying to be nice to Kat after the fight, and Kat is still talking shit to her. Like, you're a fucking stalker, fuck you, get away from me, you fucking bitch. Along those lines. Am I again like so salty? You just can't handle it.
No, she's sorry. Some bad blood there. They don't like each other or something.
Well,
or
maybe Cyborg doesn't
bad
care
about the OnlyFans. You know, get your shit right, Cyborg.
You're doing OnlyFans wrong, bitch.
Yes,
do it the right way, not the Cyborg way. Whatever the fuck you're doing.
I don't want to see you fishing.
Yeah, we don't need to see you largemouth bass fishing. This is fucked up. So we have that. So Cyborg retains. I forgot who she was set up to fight next. There was someone else, Lee McCourt, maybe. I can't quite remember. And then you had Liz Carmouche. She basically kicked a knee out on McFarlane. I'll show this quickly.
Ouch.
Let's turn the sound off. We don't need that. But you can see the knee just kind of blow out.
Oh, God. That looks painful.
Yeah. Because she had been leg kicking the shit out of her. And Carmouche is jacked as fuck, by the way, too.
Yeah, she's pretty big.
Looks like, always looked like Uriah Faber.
I was going to say, is that Uriah Faber?
You can never tell. Which one is it?
Yes.
And then, did you see they posted the salaries?
I briefly looked at it, yes. Cyborg made a couple, like 300 grand or something.
Yeah. Let me pull this up here. So
pretty wild.
Nurmagomedov, 150,000. Primus, 150. Cyborg, 300,000. Zingano, 150,000. Carmouche, 150. And McFarlane, 150. And then it just kind of goes down to like 4-4. This guy's on a 2. Lee McCourt, she was on a 30-30, so she got 60. And it's just nice to see the salaries again. Because we're in California, you can do that. See them.
California loves.
That's right. And that's all I have for Bellator 300. Unless you have anything else.
I do have a little bit to add because you were talking about the legendary status of Bellator. And Coker, you know, is getting battered this week by questions constantly about what the hell's happening with Bellator. And his comment where it was, listen, it was like 2 weeks ago, this thing's going down in a week. And then a month ago, it was the same damn thing. He's like, it's been going back and forth for how long now, for the last 6 months. He said he doesn't want to speculate. And he's, the other comment he made is that he doesn't own Bellator. He said that, you know, he owned Strikeforce, right? So it's a whole different thing. He's just working there. He doesn't have a fucking clue what's happening. It's just like touch and go. You know, we've all been exposed to this kind of thing in our work environment, potentially, you know, where one day the company's going out of business, the next day you're going to Vegas. You're like, what's happening? I don't know what's going on here. So I feel like things are rocky, and, you know, poor Scott Coker constantly finding himself in strange situations where companies he's working for are going out of business. Not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And he even got sidelined because he was working for the UFC for a while. And then they had him on like a 3-year non-compete. Because, like, remember back in the day, Bjorn Rebney was running fucking Bellator and they were doing their shit. So yeah, it's tough. He's not an owner, so he's just there for the ride, is what it sounds like. He probably has, like, I would imagine, some kind of options in this thing, but who is the owner at Paramount or someone else? It's one of the network, Viacom. Viacom owns them.
Yep, you got it.
So there's probably a ton of legal bullshit involved in the deal to try to get all that done. And you know, who ends up with it? More than likely it's PFL, because it doesn't make sense for it to fold. Someone has to buy it. There's fighters there. There's value in the brand. And you don't want to see another one go under.
No.
Because it's like you need more avenues for these fighters. We do. You know.
We need Bellator.
Yep.
We need them for sure.
We don't need the announcers. We need them. Those guys can go.
They should hire us to be the announcers.
Oh, that's a lot of work. I don't know if I'm going to do that. Only if I could sit in a lazy boy by the cage.
Yeah. I don't even want to leave my house, Matt. I just want to.
That's fine. We'll just commentate from home.
Let's do it like this. I'll have it in the over here on one side, and we'll just talk. It'll be fine.
They're like, that guy's smoking weed, and he's announcing. I don't think he can do that. But he's in his house, and it's legal.
It's legal. That's right. Say, look, we're going to save you guys a lots of money. I heard you're having some money problems. We'll do it from our house for way less.
Yeah. So. You don't even have to worry about flights, hotel, food.
No.
None of those shenanigans. Oh, and then it was Ryan Bader. So he was supposed to fight on this card. His opponent got injured. And basically what Bader said is that they didn't even want to find him a replacement fight because it was cheaper just to not pay him and keep him off the card. Because he said this whole thing is going down in October, one way or another. So we're there.
It is October. Hey, it's Brocktober.
Oh, shit. Fuck. I got to bring back the graphic. Brocktober. Because I kill my mic every time I scream.
I almost forgot.
Fuck yeah.
Just remember.
I haven't had a good one. Well, there's that integration, right? The synergy between the UFC and the WWE. So we should have some crossover one way or the other.
We should.
Maybe some slap fighting. UFCing, I don't know.
Not slap fighting. No thanks.
But anyway, we should probably talk about some sponsor action.
Sponsors! We are brought to you by Manscaped, who has taken a step up from the Halloween to bring your face the cleanest shave it's ever seen. And so this season, no need to toil and trouble. Manscaped's all-new Handyman is the best way to get rid of that stubble. Featuring a compact design and next-gen skin-safe technology, the Handyman was designed to give you that smooth finish without the mess of a traditional shave. Get the sweetest treat this Halloween by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off plus free shipping.
Hey, as a quick side note while we're here, I was thinking of the show In Living Color. Wasn't there a character called the Handyman?
I believe so. Sounds accurate.
Damon Wayans? Anyway.
I think so.
It may be spooky season, but you don't want to scare people with a scraggly beard. Give them something to look at at Manscapes Handyman.
And just remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. For a look as sweet as candy, get yourself the Handyman from Manscaped.
See, now I'm thinking of In Living Color.
I like it.
And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed, bedrooms, wherever it may go down. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
Yep, and you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Simple process, sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done on the internet. No visiting the doctor's office, no standing in line next to weird people, having weird conversations at the pharmacy. And of course, as always, Blue Chew stuff is made in the USA.
Woo! USA.
Oh, America.
America. Something. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Yes. Okay, USA.
Yeah. Go team. And this episode is also sponsored by Ridge Wallet. And today they just unveiled, you heard me, the Hyper Lime collection.
Holy shit.
You may go blind. This looks delicious.
I feel like you can eat that. It looks like a Skittles or something. You can just eat that sucker.
Very textured, very thin, amazing, durable. Cash in the back, cards in the middle. It's the best, Ingo. It's the best.
It's amazing. And just keep in mind, people, it holds up to 12 cards plus room for cash. So over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber and burnt titanium. The wallets have over 80,000 five-star reviews with durable material, meaning every wallet comes with a lifetime warranty. The Ridge team is so confident. You'll like it. You'll love it. They'll let you test drive it for 99 days. You can send it back for a full refund if you don't love it. And keep in mind, I think we said a couple weeks ago, they had that model with the AirTag in it or whatever, in case you lose your shit. It's a perfect opportunity not to lose your wallet. You know,
and track that's
a,
right.
Track a fool down. He's going to run off with his shit. Get your phone out. That's be like, right. Where is he?
I'm putting AirTags everywhere. I got Halloween decorations. I got AirTags on them. I got them on my Ridge wallet. I got them everywhere, Ingo. So if you're ever considering getting a Ridge, now's the best time. You can save 10% off with code MMANUTS at ridge.com/MMANUTS.
Yes, sir.
Just like that. Back to the show.
What else is going on? Did you ever put an AirTag on your dick? That's my question.
Why?
Is that ever necessary?
That's like that song, Detachable Penis.
I've never heard that.
Look it up. Detachable Penis. It's like, I forgot how it goes. Some guy wanted $10, but I talked him down to $3. Something like that. Detachable penis.
Good
That's
Lord.
How it goes.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Conor McGregor, Dana White going back and forth on the internet, talking about his return to the UFC. Conor, a few days ago, says, yep, submitted my stuff to Nowitzki.
What kind of stuff?
His stuff, I don't know.
It's just already making deposits.
He's making a deposit, and you know, ball's rolling, whatever that means. So Dana, last day or two, says, "Look, I don't even know what the fuck's actually going on. He's not officially in the testing pool yet. He submitted paperwork, and he's like, probably by Monday or something, he'll be submitted. Don't hold me to that. Next week, sometime, I guess." He said, and then he says, I literally have nothing planned for Conor McGregor right now. The paperwork is being submitted. We'll play it by ear, see how things work out. There's still a lot of things that have to happen as far as fights go, and we'll decide where he's going to land. What do you think? What do you make of Dana's statements about Conor?
It's very vague. It's like him going back. You would think he'd want him back because he's a goddamn cash cow. And if he actually submitted everything, that gives him enough time to potentially be in UFC 300. So there's enough time if he legitimately got everything in. But again, I thought they were just going to give him an exemption to just let him fight regardless. So I don't know why we're playing these fucking reindeer games. If Conor wants to fight, Conor's going to fight.
It makes sense to hold out for UFC 300, though. now that you mention it. It makes total sense. Because if he loses before that, that's not a thing. So if he loses on that night, no big deal, because the money will have been put in the bank already. So
yeah,
I think 300 makes sense. Next spring, summer, right? It's kind of what we're...
Something like that.
Yeah.
And he probably needs to get in a couple more incidents before, like maybe throw a dolly at a bus or punch an old man in a bar, you know, things he's done in the past that he'll probably continue to do, because, you know, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Let's see. I also saw Dana White was saying he wants to hold the next Noche UFC in the Sphere at Vegas.
How would that go?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Do you think that would be a good place for a fucking UFC?
What are they going to do? Like, have the fight behind the fight and, like, super big? Like, how would that... What would they put up on the Sphere that would be not distracting from the fight?
Well, I see multiple problems because, one, you're only capacitating half of... You're not even in circulating the cage because you're just forward-facing the event. Two... Like, whatever you have on the background, imagine how distracting that would be if you're one of the fighters. Like, what the fuck is this trippy bullshit going on? Like, what is, oh my God. Like, if it's a U2 concert and you just have all that shit, just drop the ceiling right now. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't think that makes any damn sense.
No, I think it's too insane.
Unless they're trying to do some gladiator shit or something where they're going to do a Coliseum type fight, but. That might make sense, but I don't know how that would look where it wouldn't be distracting. I can't see it not be distracting.
No, and I just don't think it's efficient to watch a fight because you're not going to see shit in the 400 level, probably not even in 300 level, maybe in the 200. I mean, you don't want to be cage side for the fights. Yeah, like we've sat cage side for some of the local MMA and it's cool, but you like the partitions in the cage fucking get in your way all the time.
Yeah,
so it's a problem, but you can hear the impact of everything, and there it's just I don't know. It does not seem like a great place to fucking see a UFC fight. It seems the opposite of what you'd want. You want to encircle the cage and have everyone like on top of it as close as possible. I mean, some of those local places, I remember like a mezzanine too. When one of our coaches was fighting Jonatus and there was like a mezzanine above and you could fucking like almost look straight down into the cage.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. This is awesome. So I don't think it's a good idea. And then let's see. I got a couple things here. So 5 years ago, this happened.
I'm scared.
I got to turn this volume down. Hang on. God damn, like Twitter volume is out of control. This is still probably going to be a little too loud, but I want some volume. Khabib jumping out of the cage, going after Dylan Danis. Oh. Everybody punching Dylan.
Yes, man, that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, seems like forever ago.
Yeah,
and it reminded me why I don't like Nurmagomedov. Dirty fighter right there. Proved it.
I don't know, Dana saw that coming. I don't think it was dirty.
And then Connor got jumped in the octagon, and somehow, you know, it's weird because any other fighter besides Nurmagomedov or McGregor banned from UFC if they did that. Because remember, Josh Koscheck punched someone late after one of the fights, and then he's banned forever.
Yes.
Nurmagomedov fucking jumps the cage, almost starts a riot.
No big deal.
Yeah. It's all right. He's a draw. Guys are a draw. Do whatever the fuck they want.
Exactly.
That was 5 years ago. You want to see 15 years ago?
Sure. No, man, I'm curious.
No, I think I can show this.
I'm scared.
I'll do the sound. Seth Petruzzelli, Kimbo Slice. And it's showtime. Welcome where the lead up is, he was Frank Shamrock was supposed to fight Kimbo. I think it was the night of the fight or something. I thought it was Ken Shamrock, though, actually. I thought it was Ken.
It wasn't and he Frank. I think it was
fucking
Ken.
Fucking injured himself like backstage, and then he couldn't fight. And then Frank was going to step up, and they're like, no. And then Seth Petruzzelli stepped up, and hilarity ensues.
Yes.
Because Kimbo was Elite XC's like Poster bread and boy, butter.
Man. Yeah, they built the whole organization on top of him.
And basically, the result of this fight bankrupted Elite XC.
It sure did. That's it.
And it was the dumbest matchup ever to make on short notice. And I think there was like all this controversy too, because they were telling Seth, don't take the fight to the ground, keep it standing. I'm like, you can't tell the fighter. You're the organization was telling him that. Like, holy shit, that's illegal.
He told them something different.
Yeah. He's like, oh, keep it standing?
No problem.
Fucking knock you out with a jab going backwards.
Kept it standing. Did I do good, boss?
Yeah. are we still in business? Am I getting a paycheck?
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. So that happened.
Pretty nice. I like it.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Well, you know, there was a ban on flags in the UFC for a while. Mm. Like, fighters couldn't do that.
I thought you said something else.
Flags.
Okay.
Like, you know, nations like the United States flag.
Gotcha.
Germany, you know, shit like this. Not the other thing you're thinking about.
I can't hear.
So I think that was to do with the Russian stuff is when it kind of went. And Dana said recently that he was watching the Mexican Independence Day stuff, and he was on vacation, and it drove him crazy that nobody had the flags. He's like, we're bringing flags back. And then he said, everybody in this room knows the way I feel about a lot of things. Basically, I don't give a fuck is the answer to most things when it comes to him. But he was trying to be sensitive when this hall went down back then. And, you know, big company, they got to follow, like, they don't want to be canceled. But now he's like, fuck it, flags are back, and go fuck yourself if you don't like it. I'm a fan. I maybe it's a step in the right direction. Pretty soon it's going to be, you know, fighter outfits are back, shorts, whatever. You can do other things. I like this.
And then get rid of USADA on top of it.
Perfect.
Like, what are we doing anymore? We proved that this sport is clean.
Yep.
Semi-clean. Mostly clean? I don't know. And as I was drawn in the past, I stumbled across this match. I don't remember this one very much. John Jones and Dan Henderson with a grappling match. Do you remember this?
I do, yes. Okay. I think we showed this on one of the episodes a long time ago. But yeah,
I think he arm triangled him.
Sounds right.
Yeah. And they were supposed to fight at UFC 151.
They were.
Which should be over my shoulder.
It didn't
never happen. Yeah, because I think Henderson got injured shortly before the fight. And I don't remember if that was the one that they canceled.
I think
the whole
that
card.
Was the whole car blew up.
That's insane.
Shut the whole thing down. Yep.
And then I remember that one of the other fights where, like, they had to move the whole card from another state because they didn't like John Jones' drug test or something. So, like, on a few days' notice, like, we're going to move this whole event to another state so John Jones can continue fighting.
Yep.
So that's what it's all about. You just got to be popular, and then you can pretty much do whatever you want.
I think that sounds about right. Isn't that true for most things?
Yeah. You can get away with a lot of shit. If you're like the top guy, you can get away with a lot of shit. What else is going on?
Let's talk a little Glory, eh? It's been a while since we brought them up. Badr Hari.
Yes.
Fighting over the week.
38, I think.
And he's up there in age, fighting over the weekend. So I don't know if I'll share sound. I think we'll be let's see. I'll share a little bit of sound. So let me know if this is too loud. But he's fighting. He gets knocked down once. Right.
Yeah.
And he's gonna get back up. You know, things are good. Doing all right. We're back at it. And he gets knocked down again. But this time he's up a little quicker. You know. And that time, one more time. I mean, I think at some point this is like too much.
His leg looks jacked up on that last one.
Does. He's a little messed up.
Yeah.
And then I think the finish is. Oh, we call it. Yep. So, what do you think about this rule with Glory? I feel like they let him take way too much punishment. Like, I think it's you can get knocked down multiple times in a
Yeah, I
round.
think
I
it's
think
3 times or something
per
insane.
round, though, only. I think
Right, yeah, it's
it's
not
you,
even
it
the whole
resets
fight.
every round. It resets. It's like I think
Fuck
3 times in a whole fight makes sense, but 3 times every round, that's
Yeah,
nuts.
but the people want blood, Ingo. You gotta give them blood.
I guess, but I don't know. At what price, I suppose. Guess
Well,
I'm with
especially when you're 38, maybe it needs to be a different rule set. If you're a
you.
little bit older, because that guy's been in some fucking wars too. He's been around. I saw Francis Ngannou. I've seen a lot of his boxing training, and I'm just wondering, is this at the end of his training sessions that they're putting this out as like to give Tyson Fury a false sense of security? Because this is what I see.
He looks pretty slow.
Yeah, super slow, right? Like, I could throw faster than that. That's insane.
Maybe he's just
Well, the
doing.
first part, like, I get you're just doing, like, that looks more of a warm up. But this here, he may be at the end of a session.
Maybe it could be like he's training something, but you're right. He doesn't look that sweaty. So I don't know what the fuck the story is there. Looks bad. Maybe there's messing with him. Like
Yeah,
you
like
said.
let's just put out the worst videos ever so that you're, I mean, he's still gonna get his ass kicked. It's 100%.
He should, yeah.
His the odds are 99% Tyson Fury wins, 1% chance, puncher's chance, and that's the same thing. Puncher's chance for Ngannou.
Always.
I saw Cowboy Oliveira got a couple of tattoos. I want to get your opinions on these.
Okay, let's see. Let's see.
Share these. You're the tattoo expert here. What do you think of these? We'll put them up here. So we got this guy.
A cowboy and his horse. I mean, I'm not into the theme, but that looks like a well done piece of art. I mean, wouldn't put it on my back. Looks a little weird, but whatever.
Yeah. And then this on the other side.
A man shark? Is that what
Well,
that is that what?
I saw what the fuck is that movie?
Sharknado?
No, hang on.
Jaws?
No,
The
it's
Megalodon?
Sylvester Stallone plays this character.
Cliffhanger?
No,
No.
keep going. I won't get it.
Wait, he plays
It's
what character? A
a
shark man?
superhero. Yeah, I forgot what the fucking name, because it's with.
Aquaman?
Nah, that's the right side.
Oh, jeez.
Who's the
Okay.
blonde? Margot Robbie plays. Jesus Christ, I cannot even draw up the name.
Storm? Storm? No,
Nope,
that's
that's
X-Men.
Marvel.
Marvel.
Fucking, it's a DC movie with Margot Robbie. I'll pull this up. Jesus Christ, what
Thank
is
God for
that?
the
So
internet.
she's Harley Quinn.
That's it.
So
I never saw
it's
that.
the
Okay.
movie with all of them together, and I forgot what the fuck the name of it is. So.
Not the Avengers, right?
No, that's Marvel.
Marvel.
Harley Quinn. But anyway, so that shark guy is a character in one of the movies with the ensemble. It's like the Death Squad. I'm fucking killing everybody watching the show that knows the name. They're like, motherfucker. It's like, goddamn.
That squad sounds accurate.
It's something along those lines. Like, you
Yes.
guys are all here to die. Anyway.
I
I'll
never got
move along.
into that side of the movies. I don't know. I watched all the Marvel like ones, but I stopped recently in the last year or so. I don't know. It superhero shit. It's like it's all right.
Suicide Squad.
That's it.
It only took me 3 years to come up with that. But they're on Superside. Here you go. Superside. Suicide Squad 2.
Superside Suicide Squad.
Something like that. But anyway, that's what I think that guy's from. I don't know. What else has happened?
Well, here's a question. Are we allowed to play the fight trailer for this Fury and Ngannou fight if it was posted on X? Like
Just go for it. We'll
it's
see
like
what
a
happens.
minute something long. I wanted to get your take on this. Did you see this? I don't know if you saw it. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't.
No.
Here it is. Rumble in Riyadh.
bunch of skinny trees.
There's Ngannou.
Sleeping in Ngannou. I feel like someone's going to stick something in his mouth.
That's Tyson.
Whoa. Is he in shape now? Because he was fat as fuck before.
It's like the working man right there versus the pretty boy or something.
Mm. You let those pancakes go down.
Strange commercial.
That looks like fake ice. Yeah, I might have to mute the music might get us here. But just keep it going. Fuck it. I'll see what happens.
Some Japanese or something, Korean music.
Well, it's there probably like a copyright somewhere, but anyway.
He's got his little suit going, the Fury suit. I like it. I'm just confused what we're watching. I just want to say, does this look like a promo for a fight?
I have no idea.
This looks like a video game promo or something.
Yeah, I'd see it more as a video game.
Knocking down the Hollywood sign.
No, we got tigers, lions.
Live from Riyadh.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
That was the most bizarre fight promo I've ever seen.
I feel like they spent a lot of money and they didn't accomplish what they tried to do.
I'm not fired up to watch that now. Sitting here going, what the fuck did I just watch? I'm very confused.
I'm not excited to watch this. It didn't make me want to go out and buy the pay-per-view. Sorry, guys.
No, I'm not spend my whatever $100 or whatever the fuck they're charging. It's typically $100 or more. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to go over $100, but they'll probably go $99.99 to trick you.
Jesus.
And then add some fees in, and then it's $150 before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw TJ Dillashaw got a haircut.
Let's see.
Who does he look like?
Oh, God. I know who you're thinking
of.
Yeah,
you do.
Damn it. Your favorite fighter?
No. The only person to not lose to Jon Jones.
Oh, Matt Hamill. That's it.
It's like the spitting image of him.
Thinking of somebody else. It is pretty.
Look at that. Like creepy as shit.
It's pretty creepy.
So.
He's a lot smaller than him, though. Just looks big in the picture.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like his little brother.
And I think he can hear slightly better. What else? Alistair Overeem officially retired from fighting.
Oh, good for him. After he lost like 50 pounds. Makes sense.
Yeah, but how long do you think it is before he unretires?
Actually,
he did get paid a lot, though.
I think he made a lot of money, and I think he's probably fine. My guess is he's not going to fight anymore.
With that body. Yeah. You know, he's probably weighing 200 pounds now.
Yep.
Looks
tiny.
Maybe 180. And I don't even know what he would come back for. The thing that would make sense would be glory, but I think he tested positive for something over there, too. He says it positive a handful of times. Just stop testing. What are we doing? Let people fight.
I'm all for it.
What else is happening?
Last piece of news. Our friend Jake Shields was charged with the misdemeanor battery when he attacked Mike Jackson. And apparently there's a bench warrant out for his arrest right now. And he's not, I don't know, he didn't turn himself in or anything like that. And how these things go, typically people who have these misdemeanor things out, the cops don't come and get you. It's like when you get pulled over for a speeding ticket, then they get you. So, I mean, he's not turning himself in and they're not trying to find him. So I'm guessing it's only a matter of time, but who knows?
And he was supposed to fight, who was the guy again? Mike Jackson.
Yep.
He's fighting Pat Miletich.
Yep.
Who Miletich had just had the DUI. So if Miletich had that misdemeanor, he'd be in problems. So that's
a lot's going down.
And then Johnny Eblen posted an update. He's the guy that had that huge gash, which I'm going to have to blur a little bit of this. But he's showed what it looks like after, so you can see the before. And then look at the after.
Impressive. They did a really good job. Yeah.
Like I had a lead pipe that I got hit with, and I don't know, fucking still see the scar somewhere on my head. But I had a plastic surgeon stitch me up. I forgot what I had. I think it was, as I fucking should go big screen, but that's from the hat. But I think I had 27 stitches in, and then 27 on the artery or whatever was inside of me. Mm-hmm. And I remember laying in the hospital and the cop come by, dude, you had a fucking hole in your head. I'm like, thanks. I'm fucking sitting here waiting for plastic surgeon.
Captain Obvious.
Yeah. Like a dipshit. Like, I didn't need no part of that. So I saw the other thing. Michael Jordan just became the first athlete on the U.S. Forbes 400 list. He's got an estimated worth of $3 billion right now.
Jesus.
Do you think we will see a combat sports athlete on that list? I don't know where the entry point is. I'm assuming, call it $3 billion if Michael just got on there.
No, I don't think so.
No chance. I think it's too far out of reach. I mean, Connor's, because it's either Mayweather or Connor, and Mayweather's not like fucking active anymore. And Connor, if he's got a fight left in him, I don't even know what's Connor worth now. 500 million.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
that's probably my guess.
Yeah.
Because whatever he made off that boxing, whatever he made in UFC,
not a billion.
Selling proper whiskey. He still does marketing for them, has his bar or whatever, but
he'd be the only one who'd be close. I can't think of anyone else that would be even close.
No, you got to do so much other extracurricular shit to get there. And especially I think with Jordan being hooked up with Nike early on, and that fucking banked him, and then ownership in like several sports teams.
Yeah.
He's do a little tweet a week. Yes. Got a couple. First one, Elon Musk.
I'm ready.
It's like, dogs rock. It's Elon versus the media.
I love it.
That's one. Let's see what two is. Oh, I like this. This person says, we can steal your man. And they reply, Shorty in the back look like she gonna steal the Declaration of Independence. Like, that's right. She does look like that.
Oh my God.
And then last one, this person asks, is there any air fryer that can handle a family of eight? Hey, take it easy there, Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's amazing.
A little ass the nuts. This one up. You have to spend 100 days in this room with any MMA fighter. Who is it?
100 days?
Yeah.
This looks like a crazy. This looks scary. Any MMA fighter?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and say, what's her face? Damn it. Mrs. OnlyFans. What's.
You want a Young Jacek for you?
No.
Paige VanZant.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. I agree with that assessment. She likes to party and she's got a lot of money.
Yeah. She ain't too bad to look at either, Matt.
Probably not.
Easy on the eyes.
Probably. And then I just have something I labeled cool stuff. So I don't even know what I put in my cool stuff. Oh, here we go. This is fucking cool. So this is Thailand. I'll play this.
People for a bucket of alcohol. They start off with professional fighters to warm the crowd up. And if you choose to fight.
I got to turn this down. So basically, so you're trying to get laid that you can be like this guy who chose to fight with no safety gear. This guy was definitely not drinking any of their girls sized beers, but everyone was getting up to fight. And this middle-aged woman and these girls were literally just playing tag. This place is called a reggae bar and somewhere in Thailand. So basically you go there and fight and you can get free beer.
Okay. So you get the beer because you're entertaining. That makes sense.
Yeah, I like that. And while we're on the lines of beer, this was posted, Darren Rovell. He said, new at the New York Islanders games, the goalie helmet beer tower, 100 ounces. Price is still being finalized. Two people need to be present to order. Check out that fucking thing. You got your own goddamn tap. What are you bringing that back to your fucking seat? Like, how does that work? I think you got to be in one of the actual like luxury suite boxes or whatever. But
do you get to take that home with you?
I would hope so, because that looks pretty fucking epic. But let's just keep encouraging fighting in the crowds. Ply people up with that. Why two people to a time?
Because it's too much alcohol. Yeah. 100 ounces. What is
fuck
that?
Yeah. And then have you ever seen all those chiropractor videos online where people are like jacking people's necks and you're
yeah.
And I saw a dog chiropractor too. There's the newest one. Here's another guy. He's doing some of that.
Alrighty, deep breath in and all right, I'm gonna get the back joints.
Jesus.
Deep breath. Okay, deep breath and the spine. Deep breaths and the ribs. Okay, deep breath. This is for the jawline. Deep breath in, deep breath in. Deep breath in.
I don't know who that was, but credit to that guy. Yeah. I appreciate that, because that's no joke of what that shit sounds like. And I think that's just witchcraft. I'm not a fan.
You think so?
I think that's gonna hurt people.
Chiropractic work.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had success with using it at times, but I don't know how much success. You know, I think it's a little weird to do that. I don't know if I buy into it necessarily, but it seemed to work for me.
Good. Sometimes maybe it's an individual use basis kind of thing.
It could have just been that I would just naturally get better, and that I attributed it to that. I don't know, but
could be.
Yeah.
And there's a horrific leg break that I'm going to blur out, but I'll show you.
Oh, God.
Look at Oh, so sorry.
That's bad.
We'll move right along.
Ow.
Yeah. That always makes me ill.
I'm
right into knowledge.
Sleep at night. Good Lord.
I
got knowledge. Two things.
Sure,
I got two things. So, I can't play the audio on any of these because I don't know how on Instagram to turn the audio down. It's either at 100 or it's at 0.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, which is bullshit, but whatever. So I turned the audio down, off, I should say. So I don't know what's happening here, but
this looks like a party.
I'm wondering if you.
What is going on?
He's called the milkman. And
there's some large ladies.
I love the comment. Those cows already had plenty of milk.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, this is like a reverse something or other. Whoa.
It's pretty crazy. And then one more that I'll let you have at it. I wanted to see for our next workout session.
Sure.
How do you feel about this?
Oh, yeah. Where is that hanging from? Their dick or their balls?
I have no idea, but whatever it is.
It's got to be their dick, because I think your balls are tearing off. I'm going to say your dick's stronger.
It must be bad for you.
It can't be good. Nothing's good. I'm going to cleanse the palate now.
Thank you.
So this is from Carpathian Warriors 12 in Poland. This is how they started the show.
I mean, now we're talking. Is that the ring card girl or the
fighter? Something. I don't know. You can't go wrong.
It's the fighter. That'd be amazing. That's pretty nice.
So you get the gist of it. That's a good way to start a show.
Yeah.
You know, thinking of all the local MMA, we didn't see any of that shit. We should have done that. You're going to make a name for yourself. And then I saw probably one of the best Halloween costumes I've ever seen. I'll share this here. On the way out, as we're getting close to Halloween.
Who up in there? Who up in there? What the? Ooh!
What's poppin', yo? Taking that shit! Leave me the fuck alone, boy! Hey, what are the toilet paper with? Leave the fuck alone, boy!
Oh my God, that is pretty epic.
Why I need to come out my front lawn and people are checking out my house. You got that toilet paper? Maybe. I don't know.
Or Chucky. Be a little mini something like a, yeah.
Come yeah, on, I've got a Chucky outfit for my dog. Put it on her sometimes.
Nice.
She's very disgusted with us when Halloween comes around. She's like, what the fuck are you guys doing to me now? I'm 14. You can go fuck yourself. Enough of this shit.
Yeah.
I'm too old for this shit. So anyway,
that. All righty. Well, has that been another edition? I think it has.
It always is.
Of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.